Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, and it's time for our live local interview. We have a couple of guests in the studio this morning. Susan Bryles. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. And Cindy Gibson.
Good morning, Peter.
It's a very dynamic duo here to talk about a pretty interesting topic. Today, we're going to be talking about health care insurance. And Susan and I chatted a little bit before we got on the air here. And Susan works for Search, does all kinds of things, and works with a bunch of programs. Maybe you could just give us a quick overview what you do, but then what we're specifically going to talk about today.
Sure. My name is Susan Bryles, and I work for Search Outreach and Enrollment with Andrea Thomas. And Andrea and I help people, anyone, you don't have to even be a Search patient, we help anyone with the Affordable Care Act, the tribally sponsored health insurance program, Medicaid, VA, and Medicare. And Medicare is kind of my favorite area.
So let's talk specifically about that. And your goal, really, together with Cindy, your goal is to just try to make sure people get the health coverage that they need.
Exactly.
The best match for them.
Exactly. As people age into Medicare, people turning 65 or possibly over 65 getting ready to retire, it's a really important time. It's a confusing time, and there's a lot of important decisions that need to be made. And I think it's incredibly important for people to meet with a professional who can help talk them through all these choices.
Sure, and part of it is just understanding what Medicare program is all about. It has lots of parts. Could you go into that for us, please?
Yes. Medicare is incredibly confusing, and it seems to become more confusing as time goes on. Medicare, original Medicare, there's two parts of original Medicare, and that's Medicare Part A, which is your inpatient hospital care, and Medicare Part B, which is your medical coverage. Medicare Part A, the inpatient hospital care, does not cost you a premium. You've paid into it. For the most part, there are some people who may have to pay for it, but if you've worked for at least 10 years and paid FICA taxes, then you're probably going to get your Part A for free. And it covers you when you're admitted into the hospital. And your Medicare Part B does have a premium attached. It's currently $133 if you're not taking Social Security. And they now say it's averaging $109 if you are on Social Security. So, and it covers 80% of your Medicare-approved medical expenses.
Okay, so again, Part B covers 80%.
Right.
And there is a premium for that.
Right.
There are other parts as well.
Right. There's Medicare Part D, which is not part of original Medicare. It is an add-on. Medicare Part D is your prescription drug coverage. Every year, you can change that drug coverage during open enrollment, which is October 15th through December 7th. And there's a quick drug evaluation we can do for you, either in my office or over the phone, that can show you which is the most cost-effective plan available for you for the coming year. So it's a super simple way to handle that problem. And those plans vary in cost, but average around $35 a month. And then there is, the only other option we have in Alaska is a Medicare supplement policies. And what Medicare supplement policies do is they come in and they cover the expenses that Medicare, original Medicare doesn't cover, but that are covered expenses. So what I'm talking about is like the 20% that is not covered under your Medicare Part B, or co-pays or deductibles. There's several deductibles attached to Medicare as well. So they come in and block those, I guess, kind of holes in Medicare.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier the open enrollment period, but if I know my calendar, we're not in the middle of the open enrollment period.
No.
So what brings you here to the studio today on April 13th?
Well, Cindy and I have been working together to try and educate people. If somebody is aging in, that gives them an open enrollment period. That's their initial enrollment period. So somebody turning 65, anybody turning 65 is in that initial enrollment period. So those are people, you know, who are 3 months before you turn 65 is when you need to start thinking about it.
So it's always open enrollment for somebody.
Exactly. And
Got
then
it.
If people are moving to the area, that's another time that you get an open enrollment period.
Or maybe they're over 65, but they're going to be retiring from their job where they've had health coverage through their group employer. that's another open enrollment for them.
Exactly.
So if they're retiring, say, April 15th, then that's, they have how many months after that?
I would, 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah.
After their date of separation in which to enroll in Medicare and have then health care coverage.
Yeah, I'm curious to know why, if you're moving into the area, that makes a difference, because this is a federal program.
It's a federal program, but the original Medicare is a federal program, but the programs attached, the prescription drug programs, the Medicare supplement policies, and in other states they have Medicare Advantage plans. If you're involved in any of those change by zip code. So anytime you change zip codes, that's when you need to look at new coverage. And we don't have Medicare Advantage plans here, where it's a big thing in the other 48 states. So the lower 48, I guess I should say, but so a lot of people move here not knowing that we don't have that, and you have to look at it differently.
I'm starting to understand why at the beginning of this you said Medicare is very complicated. So thanks for warning me about that. So let's talk a little bit more about supplementals. Does supplemental programs include things? You mentioned copays and deductibles, but what about things like vision? Dental, are there supplementals available for that as well?
No, unfortunately, there really isn't. Unless you had a Medicare Advantage plan, and which we don't have in Alaska, you're not going to find those things covered. Supplements only cover things that Medicare originally covers. Unfortunately, Medicare does not cover vision, dental, and hearing.
Okay.
So
if you've worked for the state of Alaska, maybe you're a PERS or a TERS employee, and we have a lot of those in Sitka, because also the city of Sitka or teachers in Sitka, they all participate in that program. They have dental, vision, audio available to them through their retirement package. And then they have a whole nother layer of options, because they're in a program in which they're getting a pension and they did not contribute to Social Security. Mm-hmm. So then there's a whole, you know, other gamut of choices and options and sort of exceptions to all of these rules that we talk about for PERS and TERS employees in Sitka.
So you sound like the person to come talk to for questions about supplementals. How do you fit into this picture then, after Susan's done some counseling?
So one of the questions that Susan's working with people on is, when you enroll for Medicare, they want to know how you want to pay for it. And one of the options is you can begin your Social Security benefits at that time. And that's where I come in, because then that opens another door of questions, which is right now at 65 the best time for me to apply for my Social Security and begin receiving that? And there again, there's just layers upon layers of options depending on what your personal situation is, whether or not you're married, how old you are, how old your spouse is, whether or not you're going to keep on working, and what type of work you're doing. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And whether or not you have a PERS or a TERS pension. And so that's where I come in with Susan, because then really everyone's situation is unique to them. And I might recommend five different things to five different people on any given day because of their personal, you know, how it works out.
So, Susan, I'll start with you. If someone wants to come talk to you, what information might they bring with them?
Well, if they're going to come talk to me about Medicare, then I need to know what their current insurance situation looks like, what their goals are. You know, are they going to continue to work? Are they going to look at retiring? If they're going to, and if basically what their income looks like. Income is going to have an effect on it.
And how about you, Cindy? It sounds like
The best thing for people to have, if they're going to come talk to me, is their full Social Security statement, which anyone can get at ssa.gov, or just Google Social Security. It's very easy. That website has won awards for how easy it is to navigate. And in there, you have to look around a little bit, but you can log in. You create a new username and password.
Of course.
Thank you very much. And you can download your most recent Social Security statement. Now, you might be thinking, oh, I get those in the mail. Well, yes, they sent them in the mail every year for a while, then they stopped completely, and now they're sending them to you on your fifth anniversary. So if you're turning 60, you're going to get one. If you're turning 65, you're going to get one. I think 55. I'm not sure how young they go. So you might have remembered getting one recently, and you know, the just the most recent one you can get, bring in. Also, what your gross PERS or TERS check is. That's very important for me to see that, so I can explain what the different benefits are available to you, because you're going to have a reduction of benefits based on PERS and TERS.
Okay, thank you.
Likely.
We are already out of time
wow.
on this complicated topic. I know, it goes very quickly, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Susan, how can people get in touch with you if they have questions?
They can call me at Search Outreach and Enrollment at 966-8662.
And Cindy?
And I'm at 966-2803.
You had to think about that
for a
second.
Well, because, you know, we have so many numbers in our lives now. So.
And passwords and user IDs.
And passwords
yeah.
and user IDs.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We've been listening with to Susan Briles and Cindy Gibson speaking about health insurance, but specifically about Medicare. And you have the numbers to reach them. Again, 966-8662 for Susan or 966-2803. It is 27 and a half minutes after 8 a.m. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.